The race for Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat remains close. Democrat Katie McGinty is painting incumbent Republican Pat Toomey as a part of the Washington gridlock, but Toomey calls himself a pragmatic conservative. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo asked some of Toomey's colleagues just how effective he's been at reaching across the aisle.
Pat Toomey has only served one term in the U.S. Senate, but he's already known nationwide for the so-called Toomey Manchin gun bill, which would have instituted near-universal background checks for gun purchases. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the bill was his idea, and he just needed one Republican to step up to the plate.
With that, Pat came forward. And he says, after we shopped everywhere and went through all of them, and Pat was the one that showed an interest, he got very much involved and sat down and we worked through it.
The legislation failed after the NRA pulled its initial support and it became a third rail for Republicans. Manchin says Toomey put his neck out.
It was common sense, but it was bold when no other Republican would step forward and Pat did. That was pretty bold.
So besides that headline-grabbing bill, how else has Toomey worked across the aisle? Pennsylvania Democrats say there are a few areas that come to mind. Congressman Brendan Boyle from Philadelphia says their offices have helped constituents together, among other things.
I can think of transportation, I can think supporting projects or even co-sponsoring things that have to do with a member's district. So there is that real sort of collegial attitude among the Pennsylvania members. I think it's actually something our state's known for.
But today's Congress is more hyper-partisan than any in recent memory, which has made working across the aisle harder. Pennsylvania senior senator Bob Casey is a Democrat, and he says Toomey and he could have had a better working relationship, like in the good old days of representing Pennsylvania and Washington.
I wouldn't say that it's as robust as it was back in the Jack Murtha, Joe McDade, Bud Schuster, Bob Borsky. I can go on and on, but and I think that's kind of emblematic of the whole Congress. I mean, it just there isn't as much of it.
Casey is supporting Katie McGinty to replace Toomey, in part because political party matters more in Washington these days. Despite that, he says Toomey and he have had a good working relationship on home state priorities.
We try to work together. It's difficult when you have such an ideological divide, but I think on a lot of priorities that focus on the state as a delegation, we try to come together.
Casey points to filling federal court vacancies as a productive area, though even there, he says his job would be easier with his party in charge.
We've worked together on a lot of things. We have to work together, and we both tried very hard to work together on judges. That kind of broke down recently when the leadership of the Judiciary Committee and the Republican leadership basically said they weren't going to confirm judges. So our process was badly undermined by that. But I think, we both make the effort to try to work together where we can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So does Toomey's work with the other party mean he's a moderate? Republican Congressman Pat Meehan from Delaware County describes Toomey this way.
I think he's a conservative and has been, but he's demonstrated his ability to look for the best interest of the state and work together on trying to find solutions.
According to the Washington Post votes database, Toomey has sided with his party 92% of the time, which is typical in an era defined by strong political parties. But most of those votes are on the big political headline-grabbing bills, not on the stuff that happens behind the scenes in Washington, according to Meehan.
That in Washington, there's show horses and workhorses, but Toomey's a workhorse.
Some polls are showing the Senate may be split 50-50 at the start of the next Congress, which makes the Pennsylvania contest of national importance. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.